Blog Talk Radio.
One, two. Check it out, right? Five states in the consciousness right here.
You got your conscience.
You know what I mean?
You got your subconscious.
Got you bringing it
up. You got your superconscious.
Keep passing the man.
You got your magnetic conscience.
Let them know one more.
And then we're
telling you, right?
I forever stay ready, done. Money run gun under the belly, kinda heavy. Pretty pearl, tickle my belly, but steady by the waistline. Thirsty to dump, but throw it twice before I took time to waste. Nine of mine in this mind, I'll let him live now. Realize what he did. Perhaps you got a dab on the line, and I ain't got time for no bid. She bad enough, the warm squad already bars on my crib. With their guns drawn, sneaky killers then who done slid many moons ago. Across town, whereabouts unknown. Heights blaring out on my Yui, like who give a fuck. A puff of bone as usual, the suspect can never be. A lot sees everything. A bad boy silence is the key to longevity. So take this advice, for I reiterate the thought to take your life in the will.
Magazines recover that homo scenes. Two teens living off rhyming schemes. Always had dreams to be discovered. In the meanwhile, had a blow trial, got put in foul with the rest of them. A17 with blade infected guns. Had to watch my back when I shit and piss. Niggas busting nuts with COs, early's when turtles frisk. Your face is the risk. Buck with each smile, your face get lifted. Then you shifted to another facility. Same shit, back in the world. Staying strong and watch the weak curl. From the pressure, everyday life, career endeavor. The knowledge syllable in my name is straight terror. Killer army running through your whole fucking era. With five stages of consciousness, it's whipping change like the weather. Some trying forecast, disrupt trap right off the pad. Allow me to add, disrupt your subject just like math. Ran you off in the first half, this quarter won't last. Finger leaning on the trigger, guns blast. Consciously this track smash.
Hard pool for hard time.
We are playing the guys on the street that talk about capitalism and all them things.
The police is the enemy. Everywhere the white man go, he bring misery. All throughout history, look it up. Everything them bald heads touch, they fuck it up. Every government he set up, it be corrupt.
Revolution. Revolution.
Dead prayers. People yeah. Army.
I want a queen on every continent, so I could escape the government, flee my residence, settle in, I'm militant-minded, brilliant rhyme, where's the time, it's now for me to shine, kids are innocent, blinded, society, gotta be reminded of my diary, cause tragically, I carry the misery of centuries, that sent to me, not coincidentally, intentionally, cause mentally, I represent the key, but it's a double-edged sword, see, trying to be godly, it's hard, especially in poverty's backyard, but violence is taking over, free enterprise and lies is idolized, cause you're deep inside, without a law, go to Jehovah, to God. The lost tribe, you're forced to reside on the north side. Babylon is never penalized for being offside. So many lost lives. I wonder how long before the herd died. Today I heard the earth cry for the first time. It was the worst time. It was the worst time. Yeah. The way I heard the earth cry.
I came to the shores of America. God, that's a peddler, the Alpha and Omega, and the home of the beggars, the black settlers, who've been beaten, raped, lynched, robbed, and stoned, and called upon the urban service so they couldn't maintain it home. This dates back to 1555, when they captured the first tribe of men, and piled them in a pen, 50 feet high, and took them all on the 9,000-mile ride. And landed on the shore of a place they'd never seen before. We read about this inside the ancient books of war. Finders in stainless steel, stripped of their language, still survived the anguish of slavery, but still remain nameless. Separated to portions and tricked by John Horty Hawkins, and sold on the auction, taught birth control and abortion. Rulers of the first part became slaves of the worst part. The devil's curse God and reverse God, and turned God to dog and made people search hard. No relief came to the prophet, but W.D. Farrar taught trauma, dropped our mamas off in Bahamas and Barbados. Tobagos separated us from slave boats, made our own brothers hate us, from Virgin Isle to Jamaica, Trinidad, Honduras, Haiti, Grenada, Bermuda to Cayman, mental enslavement, these black gods
at
become awakened.
You can hear the earth cry, how many more black gods gotta die, when we realize there's no God in the sky, the devil tricked us, that's the worst lie, at night time you can hear the earth cry, how many more black gods gotta die. Realize there's no God in the sky. The devil tricked us, that's the roach lie.
Peace, God, for real, not a spook nor a ghost.
not unseen, but seen and heard most of all. I'm God, control nine planets. Wisdom revolves around me, understanding. Science, my rhymes underrated. Pyramids building according to how we made it to be. Many shall come, few shall be chosen. 32 degrees below zero when you're frozen. Power of refinement, my rhymes assignment is to crush. Negative bullshit in the line with the fusion. Cause that which is beyond 360 degrees is an illusion. Either you're deaf, dumb, or blind. Super hypocritical, dumb, 85, yo, it's time. See, I without me don't exist. God type of love divine is what I miss. Checking like a visual reflection, sort of supernatural. You know your mind, I text is being natural. Ultra gamma, the hammers, my energy compressed to a form of a threat for my enemies. Life is a circle that consists of a whole. No beginning, no end, no size, it's just a whole. Like in an event, I'm a percent. Dealt out 100, I'm 5, my degree is a black belt. Real, genuine, not authentic. Older than the sun, moon, and stars are precedented. In North America, success can be won. As a game, and knowledge, understanding, still one of the same. Greatest reward, known to mankind. That winners never quit, and quitters never win. In the mind, but in time, my degrees are getting deeper. Thicker in the subconscious state of the sleeper. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. Wonder how many black dogs gotta die. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. I wonder how many black gods must die. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. I wonder how many black gods must die. At nighttime, I can hear the earth cry. I hear a cry to the earth. I cry.
Wait.
Everything. I ain't never seen
peace, before. Peace, peace. Be back once again with Dr. Aline Bay. We're going to get into a discussion about the science of health tonight, basically. And for the first hour, we're going to go into some herbology and what the GMOs are doing to the food. All right, we know what GMOs actually is. We know that GMO is basically means, is an acronym for genetically modified organisms. In biology, we was taught that the word organism means something in which that is living. So it's genetically modified organism. So there's something living in the food in which that is there to genetically modify you. Why is that necessary is the question. What is going on? Are the prophecies of the indigenous people of the planet Earth holding true? Are we about to make a transition into the fourth or fifth dimension in which that the indigenous people state that we are going into the fifth dimension, that we are already in the fourth dimension, or what is known as coming out of the dark rift into the photon belt? Are we having children being born with more than just two strands of DNA? If you get the book, The Super Psychics of China, you will read about children being born already with more than, with additional amino acid codes and more than just two strands of DNA. Is it true that the indigenous people at one time before our manipulation, genetic manipulation, allegedly, that we had 12 strands of DNA and that somehow we dumbed ourselves down. So now that we no longer use 100% usage of our brain, but now use only about 2 to 10%. Hence the reason why we only see about 10% of the visible spectrum of the universe. The other 90% is dark matter. As well as also the fact that we only use about 10% of our DNA coding. The other 90% is non-coded, referred to as junk DNA. Or all of these coincidences, or actually is this based on certain things in which that is taking place? Matter of fact, when you read in your Bible about Abraham, Abraham gave a tenth of all he had to Melchizedek, the king of Salem, or the king of peace. In that, you would see the science behind Abraham symbolic to the 10% and Melchizedek obviously is symbolic to the 90%, hence together making 100%. So Abraham symbolized the seeds, for he was the father of many nations. Melchizedek actually symbolizes the gifts, obviously, in which that you will obtain once you use more than just 10% usage of your brain. Now, for those who are Christians, of course, you can go to the 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, in which that it speaks about the administrations and the gifts of the same spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, in which that give you the ability in order to do healing, miracles, prophecy, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, discerning the spirits, faith, knowledge, wisdom. All of these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. Obviously, these are aspects that are beyond the range of the average person usage of the five senses. This taps more into the extended or the extra sensory perception, or what is known as the higher sensory perception, in which that ESP, for example, sight is clairvoyance, hearing is clairaudience, taste is clairgestance, touch is psychemistry, all right? Smell is called clairsentience. So there are senses higher than just the five in which that you use. The extension taps into the ethereal astral body of yourself, which is the plane of force, and your emotional body, on up into your mental body or higher mental body, which is your causal. And then, of course, you have the spiritual, and then, of course, you have the soul. These are the seven bodies, or you're a multidimensional being. That's what we will and can say. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. We have it twisted. And that soul is God. So you are God incarnated. You are the personage of Allah. All right? That's all that this is talking about from the various belief systems. You know, so when we get into the science of the GMOs, we know that Monsanto is one of the main companies, and more than 25% of the stock within Monsanto is actually owned by Bill Gates. And we know that he is a eugenics man, and he's pushing the eugenics program, which is sterilization of the so-called Moors or so-called black people around the world. People of color, as they would say, indigenous people on the planet. And he's pushing that agenda. It is said that his father was a eugenics man. And we know that dealing with the eugenics program, that is dealing with population control agenda, which is pushed by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Yet, if you get the book, Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper or Bill Cooper, in the book, he said that actually you can put the people that was on the planet at that time in 1991, which was over 5.5 billion people, you can all put them in the state of Texas, and they would still have 2.5 acres of land apiece. So we know that there is no such thing as overcrowdedness. That is nothing more than tales being told by those who want to promote the genocide of the indigenous people on the planet. And at the helm of promoting genocide against the indigenous people, the UN promotes the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People. Major contradiction. However, this is what is going on. All right, so when we get into it, we have to really analyze the real purpose here behind tampering with the food. We know that Monsanto is dealing with the terminating seed. And we know that Monsanto also just bought out or has major shareholding factor within Whole Foods, and that Monsanto foods are now going into Whole Foods. So therefore, there is no longer whole, because there are things there in which that makes them sterile. And that's the whole thing about GMOs. GMO foods attacks the genitalia. They promote sterilization to destroy your Abraham, your seeds, to stop you from being the father and mother of civilization, to stop you from being the mother and father of many nations. Hence, that's what Abraham and Sarah actually symbolized. That was us, actually, in that tale. All of these things are allegorical. And you look at it, you will have to include yourself within those scenarios and see how those 4,000-year-old stories benefit you today, in this day and time. And if they fit you in this day and time, what is it that you can grow from? So, Monsanto with their terminating seeds means that you can only promote one crop. That means once the plant grows, you have to go back to them to get more seeds. There's not a reincarnation or reoccurring factor. Now, Dr. Phil Valentine, Baba Phil Valentine, he broke this down years ago, in which that he spoke about the terminating seeds and what it does within your body. Not only does it stop your genetics, your genealogy, your lineage, your family bloodline, that's what they're trying to do. But what it also does is a spiritual factor, a ethereal counterpart to this, in which that stops you from being able to break the confines of reincarnation. In other words, you'll come back here perpetually as a slave for them. All right? And we know that these beings are being inhibited by fourth dimensional beings of the first and second overtone of the fourth dimension. And they do not want you to graduate into the fifth dimension. Thus, they mean you will lose, they lose control over you and your children. So they have to stop this with the indigo children so that the least amount of rainbow and crystal children can be born, because they are the ones in which that would be born with these particular gifts. The same things in which that you would see magicians having to do with technology, they will be able to do easily with no tricks whatsoever. Levitation, flying, etc. And they know that this is what time we are in, and this is what, you know, what we are coming to the conclusion of. Too many cultures around the planet have spoken about it, from the Dogon to the Aborigine to the Native American, i.e. the Moors, to Africans throughout the diaspora, whether it's in the Caribbean or whether it's throughout various other parts of the world. They know that this is coming. This is here. We are in that particular season or time. There's no coincidence, because there's a recent report in which that came out, in which that stated that they want to, not only is the chemtrails not doing enough, I guess, and we're adapting too quickly, but the thing now is to produce artificial clouds. That's exactly what's going on. As a matter of fact, in the article, it goes on that scientists plan to block the rays of the sun. And I'll read some of that. And it says that scientists plan to block the sun using man-made clouds. Now, a lot of people don't even believe in the chemtrails. But now, you don't have to. But this is what the article says. The planet is hot and getting hotter. But while most plan to use geoengineering to alter the weather have been rather hypothetical, now a pair of Harvard engineers have announced that they intend to spray thousands of tons of particles into the sky to block the sun rays within the coming year. The pair plan to launch a balloon to ascend 80,000 feet over Fort Summers, New Mexico, before pumping out tens and hundreds of kilograms of sulfuric aerosol into the sky. The idea is that the particles will reflect sunlight back into space, keeping helping to decrease the temperature of the Earth. In theory, they replicate in the effects they observed a volcanic spewing out similar sulfates into the atmosphere. In practice, well, there is no practice because nobody ever done this before. David Keith, one of the scientists, explains to the Guardian, this is what he says. The objective is not to alter the climate, but simply to probe the processes at a micro scale. The direct reason is very small. And of course, we say, yeah, right. But however, confidently, he says that in reality, he doesn't know. He hardly is hardly surprising then that the plan has its fair share of opposition from scientists who believe that the experiment could be unpredictable and therefore quite possibly negative effects. Still, they it says doesn't seem to bother Keith or his partner James Anderson too much. In fact, they're keen to push forward with the project and plan to put it into action within the next 12 months. While the experiment may not harm the climate, environmental groups say that the global environmental risk of solar engineering, geoengineering, has been aptly identified through modeling and the study of the impact of sulfuric dust emitting by volcanoes. Impacts include the potential for further damage to the ozone layer and disruption of rainforests, particularly in tropical and subtropical regions, potentially threatening the food supply of billions of people, said Pat Mooney, executive director of the Canadian-based technology watchdog of ETC Group. It will be nothing to decrease the levels of greenhouse gas in the atmosphere or halt ocean acidification. A solar geoengineering is likely to increase the risk of climate-related international conflict, given the modeling to date shows it poses greater risk to the global south. Now, you know it's hotter in the south or the southern regions. So we know that he said that it would cause damage in that particular area. It goes on to say that the scientific study published last month concluded that the solar radiation management can decrease rainfall by 15% in areas of North America and northern Eurasia and by more than 20% in Central South America. Last autumn, a British field test of a balloon and a high pipe device that would have pumped water into the sky generated controversy. It says the government-funded program Stratospheric Particles Injections for Climate Engineering, SPICE, was canceled after a row of patents and a public outcry by global NGOs, some of whom argue the project was a Trojan horse that will open the door to full-scale deployment of the technology. Keith said he opposed the SPICE from the outset, but that it would not have improved knowledge of the risk of effectiveness of solar geoengineering, unlike his own experiment. I salute the British government for getting out and trying something, he said, but I wish that I had a better process because those opposed to any such experiments will see it as a victory and try to stop other experiments as well. The Guardian understands that Keith is planning to use the Gates-backed funds. That's Bill Gates' funds to organize a meeting to study the lessons of SPICE. In truth, it's difficult to decide if the idea is a good one or not. It is easy to speculate about how effective geoengineering projects can be without ever actually putting one into action. So in this sense, it's good to see someone bites the bullet and give it a cry. Hope, basically he is hoping it works out. Now, that's a recent article there. All right. And we want to hear your ideas about that, because that is something in which that is taking place right now on the planet. And so we're saying that them doing the chemtrails, them now talking about artificial clouds to block the rays of the sun coming in because the sun is getting hotter on the earth and blah, blah, blah. The sun is, sun is heating up. The planet is heating up. What is all of this about? Because the only ones on which that, those on which that will worry about that are those who lack melanin. We on a whole, as far as so-called blacks or people of color on the planet, are not even interested in geoengineering. We're not interested in controlling the climate or the weather. These are Europeans, Albions, who has a major factor in that. And it's no coincidence that it has been studied that based on population of the European, that he would not be on the planet by 2045 to 2050. So he is trying to make sure that he extends his time period once again. And therefore, these things are coming to effect through GMOs, through the population control agenda. So by decreasing our population, he thinks that he can increase his. All right, by tampering with Mother Nature and attempting to control nature, control the weather, control the climate. And these are feeble attempts. Dr. Deborah Blair told us over 20 years ago that it's like an ant trying to hold back a tidal wave. All right, I'm saying that it's more like an ant trying to hold back a tsunami, a 100-foot wave. Imagine that. These solar flares are CMEs, coronal mass ejections, or blasting the planet right now. And this is what they're afraid of, that their equipment will be destroyed. Their electronic system will be destroyed. No internet. Hell, no radio. You know what I'm saying? That could be the case based on how strong these particular rays get. And it's happening now. It's happening this year. So it's no coincidence that they're talking about within the next 12 months, that they're talking about within this year, that they want to do it. Because these rays are getting stronger and will continue to get stronger up until 2016 based on speculation and based on scientists such as Michio Kaku, who's one of the top, you know, physicists, Japanese-American. All right. So this is no coincidence. So you really have to think about what is taking place on the planet. And this is all included with not just your food, which you're talking about the GMOs, but also with what is in the air that you breathe. Also in the water in which that you drink. The water factor, that's something else. We got fluoride in the water in which that calcifies the pineal gland, in which that causes the accumulation of aluminum within the body, hence, i.e. the brain. So hence Parkinson's disease is at an all-time high. Dementia is at an all-time high. Strokes is at an all-time high. All these things deals with the vast amount of aluminum in the brain. Alzheimer's is at an all-time high. All of this is based on these particular reoccurring factors, that this is being done purposely by the so-called establishment, by the government, as de facto as it is. And these things have to be looked at, analyzed, researched, and studied from a melanated perspective, because by them doing these things is a feeble attempt to affect us. But we have to be conscious of it so that we can stop these feeble attempts, because there's nothing more powerful than Ori, which is the mind. And when two minds come together or more, as the Bible says, God is in the presence or in the midst. And we're not getting biblical here, but that's just the science. That's just the fact of the matter. You know, that two heads are better than one. That's the same science. So when we get groups and groups of groups and people, and they're doing the same rituals, the same ceremonies, and they're thinking the same, and they're projecting the energies towards the same thing, the quicker things manifest, the quicker things come into fruition. So us developing these gifts and our desire, the more that you can add the emotions, the intensity, the more you can think about a thing, the more that you can repeat it. You know, that deals with the frequencies, that deals with the vibration rate, the mold, the schemes, the patterns. The more a thing can come into existence, the more it can come down from the astral or from the mental, the astral, into the ethereal, into the physical realm. In other words, it's the power of how thought becomes light, light becomes sound, and sound forms geometrical shapes. All right? We're going to bring in our co-host, Brother L. Are you here on the line?
Yes, sir. Peace, God.
Peace, God. How you doing tonight?
Doing well. How yourself?
We doing well. What's your thoughts on what's taking place as far as this article is concerned about how they talking about putting up artificial clouds in the sky in order to stop the sun rays from reaching and touching the earth?
Well, my input on that is it's not going to work. I mean, they want to, like you said a few minutes ago, what Deborah Blair said about 20 years ago, like an ant trying to stop a tidal wave, but what you're saying, it's going to be like an ant trying to stop a tsunami.
Right.
Because it's coming. The sun rays is coming, and HARP or whoever these organizations are, they can do whatever they're going to try to do. You know what I mean? They're going to try like everything. You know, like you said, with the chemtrails, and try to build a lot of artificial clouds and everything to stop these sun rays from gaining this momentum so they can save themselves, because that's what this is about.
No doubt about it.
No, so.
You see, we wouldn't even have to build about this, you know, if it wasn't the fact that they're trying to, you know, stop the primary source of life from entering into our atmosphere. The sun is the primary source of life on the planet. The food
exactly.
that you eat, the water that you eat, all of those are secondary. The primary source of life, prana, chi, ki energy, is distributed from our sun. Solarphatic
right.
energy, coronal mass ejections. And it's a known fact that scientists have studied coronal mass ejections and how it can mutate the DNA. These solar flares can mutate DNA. So this
mm-hmm.
is what they're afraid of, Grand Sheep. This is what they're afraid of. They're afraid that we will mutate into these gifts. And so they're trying to stop that from happening because they will lose control.
Exactly.
You know, and we've seen these various movies such as The Mutants, such as X-Men. You know, we've seen Number 4. Seen the Chronicle,
right?
You know, all of these things, you know, all of these movies speaks about the gifts being developed, you know, whether it's from an astral or star, which the sun itself is a star.
Exactly.
Right. So the sun ignites these gifts within us.
Resource of all life. You know? Life.
Right. Right. And it comes through by way of this the primary thing that we utilize, which is the breath of life. So the sun of life and the breath of life actually act synonymously in order to promote different levels of consciousness within
mm-hmm.
us. And this is what is not understood by the masses, but is understood and overstood by the so-called elite.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why they put together these particular programs in order to attempt to bypass the prophecies of the indigenous people.
They're working hard every night and day, 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 24/7.
As we speak.
Right. And it's no coincidence that, you know, the masses of us care not about GMOs because we understand that if you plant a crop, you know, next year, even if you don't do anything, it will grow back.
Exactly.
I had a tomato plant that grew for 3 years straight until it was cut down. And produce tomatoes, brother.
Ain't that something? I was looking at the chosen of the Pope today, and I said, he ain't going to do nothing but pass out anyway.
Right.
He's going to fail out because of the energy. He can't deal with that energy.
Right. Well, that's the reason why they had to get someone from the Americas or from someone from Argentina, you know, South America, you know. Even though he's part Italian, you know, they had to get someone who was still dealing with some type of
melanin.
Melanin, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And we'll see how long this can actually last here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we know that the Jesuit priest known as Peter Turkson, you know, was one of the top choices, and that's who they kept promoting for a while. You know, matter of fact, they promoted him even during the last Pope, Pope Benedict. They was even promoting him then, you know. And when we see the picture of Peter Turkson, he's standing with the former black Pope. And we know that even based on what was produced on, and stated on CNN today on the news, that the black Pope have the equivalent power of the so-called white Pope. And that the Jesuits' power is just as powerful, even though they don't allegedly go into politics, you know, such as within the popery, even though there has been popes who was Jesuits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but normally they don't do that. But so I guess in that factor, they decided to not go with Peter Turkson, you know, because he is a Jesuit priest.
Oh, okay.
You know, but, you know, the thing is that probably work more behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, for all we know, they might have other plans for him, obviously. But we do have a picture of him standing next to Von Braun, who was the former black pope, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, he was standing to the right of him. And so we know that these certain things take place. And so in order to deal with prophecy, and also based on the Malachi prophecies in which that we spoke about before, they knew that based on the prophecy that if they put him in, that that's supposed to be the end of the papal state. That's supposed to be the end of the Vatican, of Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just merely a way of them trying to attempt to once again extend, you know, their life. So we will see what happens. But the more that the Christ reappears on the planet, which is within each and every one of us, the more their demise.
Right.
Regardless of who sits in that seat.
Right.
Because we know that he is nothing more than the vigor of Christ, which is the Christ. He's saying that basically he is Christ here on earth until the Christ returns.
And that'll be us.
Right. And the Christ in which that is returning is the word caress, which means basically Christ consciousness, which is the reawakening or the awoken soul.
Wow.
And so once this soul is awoken within us and we develop these particular gifts, as well as also develop into higher spiritual beings, then they would not have control over the planet. That will be their demise.
See, I look at this as the true war of Armageddon.
Right.
When all of us come into the level of spiritual consciousness, like as you said,
mm-hmm.
to
right.
overcome a lot of these, what the Caucasian, the European is trying to prevent,
right?
You know, because they know they have the most to lose.
No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right. They have so much to lose, but that's the reason why. It has been speculated that they will have to begin to start putting us in position. This time, it did not happen, but it did happen with Barack Obama twice already. So
right.
The next move would be having to put someone, you know, in that position, you know, of color, as they would say, as well as also because D.C. symbolizes the military base. The Vatican symbolizes the religious base. And then the financial base is London. So in all three positions, they will have to begin to start turning things back over to us, you know, which is on this large scale, because they know that throughout history that we are the ones on which that develop these particular systems. For example, the Roman Catholic Church is not the Holy Roman Church.
The Holy Roman Church, or the Holy Roman Empire, actually is descended from out of Ethiopia, amongst the Kushites, known as the Coptics.
They still this have a Coptic church, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what
exactly.
I thought.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's where the real Pope resides at. This is a de facto popery.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
just like you know, the United States is de facto government within the confines of America. The United States is of America. America is not of the United States. One has a superior position. You know, so once people begin to start realizing this, then we can begin to start making major moves. You know, first, of course, by way of thought, and then, of course, as a union, as far as physically. You know, so these are the things that has to occur on the planet. Like we said, it's been prophesied by the indigenous people, and we want these prophecies to come true. So the thing is that we have to begin to start putting together our altars and start performing our rituals and magic ceremonies, basically. And what we're talking about, all of that, is basically the science of the mind. There's nothing spooky. All right? There's nothing spooky about Voodoo. There's nothing spooky about Palo Mayombe. There's nothing spooky about Santeria or et cetera. All of that is talking about the power of the mind.
Right.
The mind is able to draw forth what it wants. And especially if you add in the ancestral factor, then you get the ability in order to manifest what you want here, because the ancestors once dwelt here. So they understand your desires, your needs, and your wants. So they will help manifest it for you from the ethereal or astral ethereal plane down into the physical once you add them into the mix.
Okay.
All right. So this is all based on ancient sciences here. You know, so we have to get back to that. There's no doubt about it. We definitely have to get back to it.
Exactly.
We got a caller here. Let's go to the phone line. We got area code 512. Area code 512. You're on the line. Peace.
Oh, yo, peace.
Peace,
God. Peace, Liam.
Peace, Doc.
Peace.
Peace. Is that Brother Raglan again?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
I knew it was you. Yo, peace. How's it going, Ma?
You doing good.
Very well. Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. Yo.
How's everything going with you, God?
Yeah, everything is going well. I was listening to Aleem. Aleem was going going in on it tonight.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Oh, yeah.
I could feel it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, Aleem, like, I've done, like, everything in my power, as far as living with parents and, like, I don't have a car or just any of that shit, but, like, you know, I really wanted to go on the cruise.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had the funds and everything. I had that ready, and my parents just, with the worry, you know, they just wouldn't stop with the worry.
Right.
Because me, I knew I was going to have a good time. I was going for the adventure. I was going for, you know, to see the pyramids, just everything.
Well, you know, are you coming? Have you given up?
I'm, like, right on the verge.
That's when it manifests.
That's a lot of pressure on you,
Well, no, it's just like, my dad's the type of person, right? Like, he's like the type of person that's like, I don't know, he's just biased. It's like, if I try to talk about something, like, say, going to the cruise, like, he'll just be quiet, and then he'll just, like, try to ignore me. And then I'll be like, you know, like, okay, well, I want to go. You know, I've been wanting to go, and I really wanted to go since, you remember the day when, all that shooting and all that shit happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they got so feared by that it, like, kind of got, it kind of just made me think, like, because I really wanted to go for, all that happened, I still want to go. Like, shooting and all that, it really got to them. And then it's just like, you know, I mean, that's just what these devils do, you know, is with the stereotypes and all this type of shit. And it's just like, I was wondering, Aleem, like, did the ancestors say anything?
I haven't got the chance to do a reading yet. I'm going to do one tonight.
All right. I appreciate that. Because, like, you know, I mean, whether I go physically or not, but, like, I feel like you know what I'm saying? Like, I belong with this. This is where I need to go.
Right.
You know? And I also had an idea. Because, I mean, I'm just going to be finished with massage school. Tomorrow's going to be my last day. And I was wondering if maybe in a couple... What up?
Colleen said congrats. And also, too, Nitty22, Nancy said the ancestors told her to tell you not to give up.
Nancy Richardson?
Yes.
Oh. All right. Oh, yeah. I was right on the verge. I need some inspiration, but yeah, I appreciate that. I was gonna say, Aleem, I had another idea for a show later on. I found some more cartoons that maybe we can go into that drop a lot of metaphysics. You know what I mean? Whenever you're ready. But I wanted to say, yo, you going in on it tonight, both of you, and you know, I always appreciate it.
But thank you, Wop.
All right, no doubt. All right, y'all take it easy.
All right, peace.
All right, appreciate you. Peace. All right. The call-in number is 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535. All right, we're getting ready to play Grave Diggers, the 12 Jewels. And when we come back, at the top of the hour, we have Sister Sasha Long coming on in order to break down the signs behind raw food, uncooked.
As long as you got mentally dead people who are living in the mental death, you need to live in a mental grave. You need somebody to dig that grave up and bring them back to life. There's no chance for a physical death, but there's a chance for the mentally dead. So we're going to come and resurrect them.
1-2-1-2.
That's why they call me the resurrector. I'm about to resurrect the mental dead by digging up their graves.
Niggas is caught up in the midst of six. You better grab a hold of your crucifix. And this is it, the black God exists. But can you understand this? Let me teach you a lesson. Yo, the pre-existence of the mathematical biochemical equations, the manifestation of ox, plant, air, fire, and water, which are in its basic formation. Solid, liquid, and gases that cause the land masses and the space catalysts and all matter that exists in its dense third dimension. There must be observed the physical comprehension. It takes a nerve to be struck. Wisdom is the wise first moment to wake up. The dumb who's been sleeping. The fourth dimension is time. It goes inside the mind when the chakras energize up through the back of your spine. So observe as my G energy strikes a vital nerve. One swerve of the tongue, it pierces like a sword through the lung. Have you not heard? The words chill as fast as bullets when you load negative thoughts to the chamber of your brain. And your mouth pulls the trigger that propels wickedness straight from hell. From the pits of your stomach where negativity dwell. I search the east coast and west coast down. And most found there's more towns that's like ghost towns. Everybody move, slow down. From uptown to Bucktown, give a fuck now. Shaolin got the crown. And cops are still serving from Jamaica after murder. And cats carry more shells than turtles. Broken down parking pussies are fertile. By hosts I never reach out. Keep females in these spells. If you eat well, you sleep well. Send enemies to hell. What makes hair, skin, epidermis, fingernail regenerate? While everything else disintegrate. A Teflon vest so bullets can't penetrate. On the corner of my block, there stood this old man. A black immigrant from the land of Sudan. I used to tell stories to the children in the building, but never had a dollar to keep his pockets filled in. He bombed me on Deuteronomy, the science of astronomy, but didn't know the basic principles about economy. I said a wise man don't play the role of a fool. The first thing a man must obtain is 12 jewels. Knowledge, wisdom,
from understanding to help you achieve freedom, justice, equality, food, clothing, and shelter. After this, love, peace, and happiness. He had the nappiest head. A total satisfaction is to achieve one goal in the scheme of things. He who roasts like a slave eats like a chain.
Thank you.
welcome back once again. All right, we got a special guest coming on right now. Sister Shashalon, are you here? God is.
Greetings.
Greetings, peace. We can hear you.
Peace, daughter.
Bless the love. Bless the love. How's everyone?
Everyone doing good up in here.
Awesome.
Very well.
Awesome.
Well, what you got tonight for us? What's going on?
Bless it. Well, you know, I'm here to share and once again, let everybody know about the Melanin Center Longevity Conference coming up. Folks are finally, you know, coming forward and making a presence, so it's good. The retreat is March the 29th through the 31st. It's 3 days and 2 nights, communal lodging and all raw vegan meals. It's a holistic boot camp designed to help jumpstart your wellness. It is a part of the Enlightenment series. And we are doing a series of these retreats, one in March, another one in May the 17th through the 19th, and then again in July the 19th through the 21st. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So what is going to be included in these boot camp, in the boot camp click?
Yes. Well, it's an entire weekend of nutritional balancing, detoxing, juicing, trance dance, nature walks, tai chi, qigong, yoga, meditation.
Wow.
It's going to be if people want to bring tents, they can do that. Otherwise, we have a large open space building where we will be communally lodging together and sharing our meals. One of the real strong purposes for this gathering, from my perspective, is that we as a people, we are just so lacking in our discipline, and especially as it relates to our spiritual growth and development and our health. And so I'm calling it a boot camp because, you know, we have a whole itinerary and weekend worth of activities from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to rest in the evening. And the goal is to not just be a gathering where you just sit and listen to people talk and then try to figure out how to apply this into your life when you go home. This is a totally interactive experience where you're actually learning how to breathe, how to open and clear your chakras, mm-hmm. how to eat to live, how to juice, what to put in it. You know, you're actually learning how to meditate if you don't have experience with that, or even if you need support with that. Dr. Sakina Bey is also going to be with us. Of course, you, Dr. Alim, and the Princess Kadira will be there, bringing all this beautiful love and light. And Coach Kair is going to be there dealing with sacred sexuality. And he's also going to do a piece on astrology because it's so important. You know, understanding our astrological makeup is a part of knowing thyself. It's so important that we understand the fullness of that which we are, so we know why we are the way we are, why we have certain strengths and why we have certain weaknesses. So it's I'm just really excited. I'm looking forward to it. We got folks coming from up north, down south, all over the place. And we also are doing day passes for people who live in the area who don't necessarily aren't available to come for the whole weekend but want to come and spend the Saturday day. And the day passes are like $45, and it includes your lunch and all the activities, the classes and the workshops over the Saturday day. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it's going to be very transformational as well. I think it will help a lot of people to see themselves more clearly, and it's going to make things a lot more, bring about some better understanding about who we are and what we're here to do and how to safely navigate on this earth plane. Because I tell you, if we don't get ourselves nice and balanced and aligned with the divine, we're going to be get shooken off this planet any second now.
Really?
No doubt about it. That's the truth of the matter. That's what we've been talking about for the last hour, so you're falling right in alignment with that. Tell everybody where it's going to be located at.
The retreat is going to be in Catawba, South Carolina. That's roughly about 40 minutes away from Charlotte, North Carolina, because we're at the very northern tip of South Carolina. And it's going to be held at the Roddy Family Reunion Center. And Dr. Bertha Maxwell Roddy is like my godmother, and she's so graciously allowing us to use her space at a very, very reasonable rate. And I'm just looking forward to it. So it's going to be in the, you know, all up in the South.
All right. So the South is bringing the knowledge to the North and to the West and to the East, huh? All right.
That's right.
All right, so let's speak about some of the events. You spoke about the speakers, in particular, Brother Kair Lavelle is going to be speaking on sexuality as well as also astrology and showing how that ties in. I myself, my wife, we're going to be speaking on different, I guess, sciences such as Reiki, pranic healing. Also going into some Qigong or Tai Chi demonstrations as well. And dealing with the energy modality systems and, you know, whether it's Reiki, Shekin Reiki, Ushi Reiki, or Tibetan Reiki, we're going to demonstrate all of that also. As well as just go into, you know, any and everything that we possibly can as far as uplifting the people. We also go into herbology.
Yes.
Also, we would demonstrate irisology. For those who want to get their eyes tested in order to find out how their auric fields actually are and what we might have to, you know, weaknesses, their weaknesses and strengths, particular organs, which that can be rectified, you know, whether it's by homeopathic products or vitamins or minerals or herbs or whatever the case may be, or live foods, in which that is your field right there. Speak about what you want to bring.
Well, my goal is to basically take us back to basics, to give us a good, solid understanding of how simple and easy it is to be well and to be balanced, and how, you know, we have been so...
Did I got it?
I don't know, it was saying that she's still here, but it sounded like she might have lost reception.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was probably my little thing going off
that
frame sometimes. But, yeah, I'll be basically dealing with the reminding us how the elements are the first foods of life. The air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the fire that is actually in the electrical spark that's in the food, and the vitamins and the minerals that come from the earth, you know, these are the critical things that we need. Without these four elemental things being put into our being, then nothing else really matters, because we're not going to be well, we're not going to be healthy, we're not going to feel good. But then when you add on top of that how we eat best on a daily and how we're so much of the food supply is contaminated with all kinds of toxic chemicals, then you're getting into the whole another arena of where laying a foundation of where chronic sickness can manifest. So my objective is to really teach and remember us to how simple and easy it is to heal yourself naturally. How do we do that? By drinking enough water, knowing when to drink water, when something is, you know, you're feeling that acid going on, put the fire out with some water, you know, because this is why we got all this acid going on. How, you know, if you get a bump or a bruise, and, you know, instead of allowing it to make you sit down and be still, to move, to stretch, to massage, to touch, lay your healing hands on your own body so that your body can actually be made well again. And we've forgotten how to do the simplest of things because, you know, we're so modernized now. And we think it's okay that, you know, I have a specialist. My specialist told me, my back specialist, I don't want no specialist. The Most High, I want my health. That's all I want is my health,
exactly.
And I do not need nothing extra. So my goal is to really just teach us, remember us, back to the natural forms of healing, which are very simple and very easy, and they work every time.
Yeah, well, I think that most people are scared to touch themselves, you know, and I'm not talking about in a derogatory way. I'm talking about in the fact that we've become so accustomed to someone else taking care of us, such as a doctor, you know,
right.
Saying what's wrong with us, saying,
right.
Well, this is the diagnosis in which that I've given you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and someone other than ourselves determining our value and what is going on in our lives and what we can actually expect from ourselves. Someone else is determining that.
Right.
And I think that's one of the downfalls of the medical profession, you know, or the allopathic profession. And so we're going to see a rise or a jump in naturopathic information, homeopathic, as well as also alternative healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that rise is coming now. And so we are right now at the helm of that with the Melanin Longevity or the Melanin Centered Longevity Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Because as this begins to take place, more and more people will begin to start gravitating towards this information. This information seems to be some of the highest. And so that's the reason why, for the lack of participation in a sense, you know, because I've gone to the Life Expos in Charlotte, I've gone to the ones in New York, you know, so forth and so on, and they packed, but they're mostly
mm-hmm.
packed with Europeans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, but when it comes to melanin-centered longevity information and people, you know, and we're the most sickest. You know, we have the highest HIV or AIDS, you know, which actually there is no such thing, but this is what they tell us.
Right.
But because we know that AIDS is actually over 28 different symptoms of other sicknesses.
Yeah.
You know.
And the reason why we have the highest in a lot of cases, we have the highest because we're the ones rushing out to take all of these tests that are designed to make you have a false positive where they can tell you, oh, yes, you have this and you have that and you have the other.
Right.
We need to do some more tests. This is how they reel you in with all these tests, you know,
right.
And a lot – it's like stay away from that kind of stuff. And you know, people – there's science and then there's fear. So
it's like
the science that I deal with is the science of the universe. So you can deal with whatever that you choose, but I know I'm thankful and blessed that, you know, I don't have to deal with all these chronic health conditions, and it's simply because I respect and honor the laws that govern our lives, meaning the laws of the universe. That's the test that we're supposed to be passing, not these tests put together that have an agenda put behind them. So they're recruiting new customers constantly.
Oh, yeah. That's why there's a drugstore just like a church on every corner now.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, recruiting in both occasions are high.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So when we talk about raw, living, live, electrical food, we're talking about food in which that is filled with prana or chi or ki energy, which is actually solar phatic energy, cosmic energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what people don't realize is that you actually are eating a snapshot of light when you eat
raw food,
when you eat vegetables and fruits, you know, fruits probably being some of the highest, you know, with the enzymes. You know, and the enzymes is the actual, I guess you're going to say, is the physical manifestation of that chi or ki energy. The enzymes actually is the catalyst in which that helps with the transference of energy between the vitamins and the minerals in which that is in, contained within the food itself.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, people have to realize, you know, what's really going on. And we was talking about earlier about GMOs and the reason why they put the GMOs in the food. And, of course, it's genetically modified organisms. And in high school, junior high, elementary, I remember we was taught in biology that the word organism means something in which that is living.
Yes.
What is it living in these genetically modified foods, these frankenfoods in which that we are eating now, in which that is 90% of the food in the supermarket? And now, you know, we don't know how much it is in the fast food restaurants, but we can damn near go as high as probably 98%.
You know? Exactly why I don't even fool with no out eating like that. There is especially not the fast food restaurants. That's the last place you want to be eating. And even the regular restaurants, it's like between the health violations, you know, the all kinds of things going on in the kitchen that are not sanitary, to the energy of the people who are angry or frustrated or disgruntled as they're preparing your food. I'll pass on that.
So you're saying that there's a direct correlation between the food and a person who is preparing the food and their touch. What is it that is being transferred from the person into the food? You want to expand on that?
Well, of course, it's their energy. We all carry a vibration and an energy. And the majority of the people, unfortunately, that live on this earth right now are vibrating in the realm of fear, confusion, ignorance, ego, all of these things. And this is what goes when they're putting their hand on your food, when they're even looking at it, the energy that comes from them even looking at the food is going into their food. So whatever they're thinking about, if they're worrying, if they're stressed out, if they're tired, you're eating all of that energy that they're putting into that food.
You might have went too far for some. But not from the listeners on this show, but for some, you might have went too far. This energy coming from the eyes.
Yes. We know that when we walk into a room and we are looking around and we are feeling the energy in the room and we happen to lock eyes with someone whose gaze may have drew us to them. So when we know that is happening, we can feel that happening. You see two people can be sitting from the other side of the room. You can feel whether they're hating on you or you can feel whether they're digging on you. So it's the same principle. When the people are gazing into the food, if they're stressed out, if they're angry, if they're worried, if they're tired, all of that is going into the food. And then on top of that, when you add in the chemicals that are there, the aspartame, the Splenda, the high fructose corn syrup, the artificial colors and all these dyes and artificial preservatives and the MSG and all of these things, it's a recipe for death and disaster.
Right. All right, y'all better pay attention because the goddess Sashalon is going in tonight on the science of energy and in preparation to the food in which that you eat. It is best, you know, to know the individual or to yourself to be in a good mood, a jolly mood when preparing the food because that energy is being transferred. Like she said, whether it's from the eyes or from touch or et cetera. There's energy transference. As we know that everything in which that we touch leaves an auric residue. This is the science of candle magic. This is the science of sexual magic. These are actual sciences in which that is nothing more than the science of the mind, the extension of the mind. We know that the mind just doesn't dwell within the physical body. The mind dwells within the universe, and the universe is 76 quintillion miles in diameter. So when we think about the expansion of the mind is the universe in miniature form. This is no doubt about that. You want to tell us once again, Goddess Ashlon, on what's going on as far as the event of the Melanin Centered Longevity Conference?
It is the Melanin Centered Longevity Conference, the Enlightenment Series. Our very first weekend retreat is March the 29th through 31st. It is $150 because we are trying to kind of eliminate the excuses, or because we do understand that there is an economy issue going on out there. We're offering communal lodging, all raw and vegan meals for the Friday through Sunday. The retreat facilitators are Dr. Aline L. Bay and Princess Kadira L. Bay, as well as Coach Kair, myself, and Dr. Sakima Bay, who's also going to be dealing with indigenous tribal law, reclaiming your constitutional mind, and freeing yourself from the corporate state of being, and that our children's freedom depends on us claiming ours. And he's going to show us how and why we need to be doing this. We'll have a series of classes and workshops over the course of the weekend, from trance dance to nature walks, tai chi, qigong, yoga, meditation, all raw and vegan meals. We're also going to have this activity called the Talking Circle, which is a catharsis activity. You know how sometimes you be so frustrated with life, you want to just go to the top of the mountain and just scream to the top of your lungs? Well, we'll be doing something similar to that. And if you're interested in attending the conference, you need to contact me, Sabe, at 803-518-8927, so that I can give you the registration information and we can get you on board. We also
What's that number
are
again?
803-518-8927. And we also will be offering day passes for people who live, you know, in the neighboring cities who may want to come for the main day, which is the Saturday, and spend the day with taking all the classes and the workshops, and they will get lunch. It's $45 for a day pass.
All right, that's 803-518-8927. 803-518-8927. Y'all better get on it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want some of the greatest healing on the planet? Come on and get on it, because you're working with people who actually had teachers. You're not working with people who just read from out of a book, or in particular just one book, or self-proclaimed. You have individuals in which that not only had teachers, but also practiced what they teach. So y'all definitely want to come out and check us out as we do the damn thing. All right? Goddess Ashlon, you want to break down some of your influences and some of the teachers in which that you have had, so they can know that information also?
Sure. Basically, I've been on my journey for about 18 years now. I started out when I was living on the West Coast, and I got initiated into the light and sound meditation under Master Sant Thakkar Singh. He's now transitioned, and there's a new master sitting in his space. And I'm actually hoping to get to one of those retreats. It's not this year, it's the next year. Also, I've studied, I originally started at the California Healing Arts College as studying holistic health and medicine, specializing in massage therapy, aromatherapy, herbology, and then also out on the West Coast, I studied under Dr. Paul Goss, who also has a retreat center in North Carolina. He's like my godfather.
15 minutes away from us.
Yes. Him and,
up the street.
Aldonia, they're like my godparents, and I love them so dearly. I've also studied directly under Dr. Africa, under Queen Afua. I've studied a lot of the teachings of Dr. Jewel, and I'm actually about to be getting into her brain balancing program because she is so awesome. and I studied raw food in Greensboro, North Carolina, under Artis Henson, and his wife, Seven, she's like, I'm so thankful that he finally got married because she's taken his whole everything to a whole nother level. It's just so beautiful to see. And also Master Sunyata at Shindao in Winston-Salem. I studied there along with Kair as well as Dr. Aleem. And it's like my whole life for the past 18 years has just been like I've been in what we call, you know, the University of Universe, so to speak, and I've come in contact with all these master teachers, and they've taught me so much, and then my life experiences have taught me even more as I begin to work with my own client base as far as coaching them through weight loss programs, coaching them to overcome health conditions, as well as working with women's emotional wellness circles. I've facilitated many women's emotional wellness circles from Detroit, Greensboro, South Carolina, Atlanta, and I just love it. To me, it's nothing better than living on purpose. Living on your divine purpose makes life fun. It makes life healthy for you. You feel satisfied. You know that you're here doing what the Creator sent you here to do. And I'm here just trying to help others who are trying to do the same thing in their own unique way. You know, we all need to be living according to the life that the Creator sent us here to make manifest. So that's my goal.
Well, you definitely are achieving that and will continue to do so. And we have no doubt. And once again, we're going to make sure everyone knows that number is 803-518-8927. That's 803-518-8927. And Princess Kadera asked the question, how many spaces are still left, if any?
Well, I will say that we probably have about... Well, considering that people can actually do the tenting and
right.
We haven't fully assessed right now, as far as on the inside spaces, we probably have at least about 8 spaces available.
Okay.
And, yeah, and then there are some individuals who are going to be doing the tenting. So it's, you know, unlimited as far as that goes. And we have a really beautiful space, and it's in a really peaceful, beautiful area, and I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. I really do.
Yeah.
No doubt. Is this like the same area where we had the United Washington event?
It is. It's
right.
It's not that same building, but
right.
It's their family reunion building, which is right down the road. So,
gotcha.
So we will possibly have access to both spaces if we need both spaces, but the Family Reunion Center is the main space that we'll be using.
All right, sounds good. Definitely can't wait for that. And once again, the dates is what?
March the 29th through the 31st.
And for those who might have came late, that's this year.
Yes. That is definitely this year.
Right. We got to make sure because, you know, CP time is a bitch.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Ain't cool.
Point my
cool.
French, but I know my people, you know.
Right.
And you know, we just know how we are. You know, we like the last minute entrance, you know, the grand finale, you know, and it's not even the finale, it's the entrance.
Exactly.
You know, we
gotta get better for real. I mean, I'm all on that. You know, I understand we are cosmic people, and you know, we flow with the natural rhythms of the universe and everything. But sometimes I think we take that a little bit to the extreme and use that as an excuse to just
right.
be, you know, on something that we don't need to be on. And that's one of the things, the purposes of this retreat as well, is that to teach us that we need to be about order, and we need to understand that when we agree to get together at a certain time, that we need to respect and honor our agreement and just get ourselves in order and do what we came here to do. We ain't got time to be playing no more on this planet, and that's just where I am. I'm like, I don't know where nobody else is, but I ain't playing.
I think everybody here is with you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I'm here to live the life that the Creator sent me to live. I'm going to live it freely, and I'm going to do what the Most High say do. And if I can't, for whatever reason, I'm going to be out of here, because that's all it is. So, and it's the same basically for all of us. You know, we're going to either align ourselves with the divine, or we're going to be out of here. And so if you want to receive your blessing, receive by receiving your divinity and becoming the super galactical being that you are in the fullness, then you have to do the work. If you're not going to do the work, then go ahead on and keep eating McDonald's and working on jobs that you hate around people that don't like you, working for pennies that ain't, you know, that's barely covering your bills. Then you know, if you want to be that slave, then that's a position that you can be in too. And we all pick our places in this universe. And I feel,
exactly.
I just feel like we're better than that. We need to start conducting ourselves, because so much on this realm is showing us that our power is being given back to us from the fact that we. I won't go there, but our power is being given back to us. But we got to be in our right mind. If you're not stepping towards the divine is going to elude you. You will just live a life of mediocrity. You will continue to be a slave and be oppressed and be miserable and eventually just get extinguished off this planet, because that's the energy that's being removed.
Exactly.
So if you want to live, come and learn how to live, because that's what these retreats are all about, to teach you how to live a successful life in every area of your life.
No doubt about it. Brother L, Grand Sheik, you have any questions or any comments that you want to make about that?
Yes. I was listening to what she was talking about. Doctors want you to come in when they get through having a test on you, things like that. Like, I'm supposed to have a follow-up prostate test this 22nd on Friday. And I'm trying to, whatever what they're going to tell me, you know, it's supposed to be a prostate screening. And I listened to other brothers that had certain prostate problems come up. Well, they go on to get radiation treatment, you know, stuff like that. I'm not going to get anything nothing like that done to me. All I'm going to do is, like, work with a lot of herbs and, like, a holistic healing. I talked to a brother about that. He said, no, you can go get holistic healing for that. You know, you don't want a whole lot of radiation, the true amount of radiation inside you like that.
Yeah, you definitely don't. And issues with the prostate really signify a misuse of our sexual energy. Same thing with fibroid tumors in women, uterine cancer in women. It's a misuse of our sexual energy, and these are the aftermath of it. And really and truly, you know, what needs to happen is initially what needs to happen is the diet needs to change. We need to become meditators so that we can receive understanding.
Right. Any sexual activity, I haven't been, it's been a while, it's been a long time, like maybe 2 years to be exact, you know, since I've been, you know, haven't been sexually active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. So I don't have any of the symptoms that most of the brothers talk about. You know, they said to run or get up about 3 or 4 times a night. I sleep like a baby at night.
Bless
you. I take a lot of palmetto, but the thing
Yeah.
So Dr. Eileen was prescribing, telling me I should take selenium,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. honey gold weed. That would help, which it did, help me out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I really don't have no real urges to go to the restroom unless I drink a whole lot of water, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is only natural, you know. But like I said, whatever they're going to tell me when I go to this, on this date here, on the 22nd, when I go there, whatever they're going to tell me, what I'm going to use, I'm not going to try their methods. I'm going to try to use the holistic methods.
Very good. Very good. That's basically what I would do.
Right. There's nothing been determined, you know, about my prostate as of yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go to this screen and they're going to see what they say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, dealing there. With the root or base chakra, brother, and you work with that area, the genitalia area, the prostate gland being one of the hormonal points of that area. Foods in which that the color red will help with the prostate gland. So red foods such as tomatoes, bell peppers, red bell peppers, strawberries. You know, and et cetera, you know, those particular fruits or vegetables actually will help with modifying the energy, you know, picking up the, you know, if there is any, you know, depletion or deficiency of energy within that area, it will help pick it up. So,
right.
you know, that's what I also suggest, too, as far as a food remedy, because, of course, you know, let your food be your medicine, you know.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Also, if you have you gotten hydrogen peroxide 8% yet?
I sure don't.
All right. That's definitely something that you want to get because it oxygenates the body so that you can take in more nutrients, more vitamins, more minerals, you know, particularly from those herbs and from the foods in which that you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, another thing, as far as breathing, like what you said about holding one nostril and breathing
right,
in.
That's the alternating nostril breath technique. What that does is synergizes both hemispheres of the brain, the left and right hemisphere of the brain. So you can definitely practice that on a daily basis, and you can feel the connection, the dendrites and the synapses connecting between the both hemispheres. So you can definitely practice that.
Is it better to do it outside or inside?
Outside, you know, when, you know, it's not a lot of chemtrails being dropped, you know, inside if there are, you know, so
okay.
you, of course, you can regulate that
yeah.
on, you know, based on, you know, the time, you
yeah,
know.
I was thinking like
time.
A lot of these foods that the sister was mentioning earlier, even the restaurants, a lot of people, their energies, you know, when I first got into the science of things, and I used to hear a lot of brothers about 20 years ago when I was really becoming real conscious, like. And I've heard a lot of brothers and sisters say, "No, look at her. She's really pissed off. Oh no, I can't eat that food. No, no, let's go somewhere else." And I always wonder, well,
right.
what are they talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to. Oh no, look at that sister. She's fixing that. I'm not going to eat that food until I really get into the ask until we start talking to them. And they said,
right.
"No." The sister just got through saying this about 10 minutes earlier. The sister said the same thing. I said, yeah, that's what I've been hearing all along. You know, try to stay away as much as possible from the fast food restaurants, and especially from those ones that so-called sophisticated stuff like that, because none of them are really good for you.
Right.
You get people in there that are probably angry about something, people that are sick, not only physically, but mentally as well.
That's right.
Well, like you said, they're angry, like the goddess said, because they don't want to be there.
Right, right. And they transform all that energy into your food. I mean,
right.
You know, like you can say, well, you can be eating some vegetarian meals, and that's what the wrong person prepared it. You know, you in trouble.
Right.
It's not for sustaining the health, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly. None of the moderate food is for maintaining health, and that's the problem. And that's part of that population control agenda program, which that we talked about in the first hour. You know, because the more that they can contaminate the food, the water, and the air supply, you know, the more sickness, the more usage of those drug stores on every corner, you know, as well as also the churches on every corner. Because if you're not, you know, eating properly, like the God has said, then, of course, you have to go and get diagnosed. And, of course, you have to go to the drug stores to get your drugs. And in the meantime, you got to go and call on God, too. So, you know, all of those things take place. Hold on. We got a caller here. We got area code 313. Area code 313, you're on the line.
Greetings, Alan. This is Sonya.
Greetings. That's peace.
I just came on at 9, so I missed a lot. Can you tell me, Miss Shalom, did you ever make the cookbook?
Say it again.
Did you make a cookbook?
Yeah, I do have a cookbook. I do have a recipe book.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, I'm interested in it.
I guess you can contact me at the same number, and we can exchange that information on how you can get that. The 803-518-8927 number.
Okay, and I have another question. Since all the foods are modified, do you know of any place, I'm in Detroit, do you know of any place where we can get food that isn't? Or what should we do if we can't get that to combat it?
There's a group actually in Detroit that I was working with at one time, a woman named Razia Curtis is last name, and she ran the house called Strathmore House because she lives on Strathmore Street, and she offers raw and vegan meals. Now, I haven't talked with her in a while, so I'm not certain if she's still doing that, but I know that was something that was going on. I encourage that we do community garden projects or family garden projects. Honestly, it's getting to a point because where I am, I'm in the South, and thankfully there are a lot of people here who still are growing their own food. I have a network of farmers who are into growing naturally, heirloom everything, natural organic produce, because it's getting harder and harder to find good quality organic produce, because I don't know if you know, but the company that owns the majority of all the organic farms is, guess who? Walmart. Walmart is buying up all of the organic farms across the country for the purpose of trying to downgrade the organic standards. Working along with the USDA, they got all these different levels of what's considered organic. Either it's organic or it ain't. What do you mean all these different levels of organic? Come on. So I say that we need to start taking it into our own hands. You have to take your health into your own hands, your wealth into your own hands, your happiness and your peace into your own hands, and decide that you're going to create it for yourself, because you're not going to be able to depend on someone else to give that to you. So,
I was thinking about that, but I'm actually in an apartment. So
you can grow food in an apartment. There are ways. If you have a balcony, do you have a balcony?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you got a balcony, then your balcony gets sun at some point per portion of your day. There's Dr. Africa. He teaches people how to do grow food out of large trash cans. You just fill it up with earth. You plant your stuff in it. Make certain that you put holes in the side to make certain as you water it, it can, you know, drain properly if it needs to. Grow your own. Get a network of other people. None of us can do anything alone. So you have to have somebody or some group of bodies to work with you. If I grow tomatoes and the next person is growing cucumbers and the next person is growing kale and the next person is growing cabbage, then eventually we all got pretty much everything that we need. And what
what's
I believe,
a good source?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. What's a good source on learning to do, to garden? Learning to grow those foods.
There actually are a lot of stuff, videos you can find on YouTube for that, a lot. And
okay.
one of my Facebook friends, his name is Ace, he's always posting these awesome organic things. I mean, just from houses that are built in trees to all different kinds of ways of growing things. And you might want to check him out on Facebook. His Facebook name is Ace Seegers, S-E-E-G-A-R-S. And he always is posting stuff like that. So
what's the first name?
Ace, A-C-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
And the retreat you're talking about is in North Carolina, right?
It's in South Carolina. It's just on the other side of Charlotte, North Carolina.
That would have been nice. Are you guys going to have another one in the summer or something?
We are. We will have another one. The second one of this series is going to be May the 17th through the 19th, and then the next one is going to be July the 19th through the 21st.
Okay. Let's see if I'll be able to swing that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Appreciate you. Thank you, Sonya. Thank you. We get area code 702. Area code 702, you're on the line. Greetings. 702.
Brother Aline, can you hear me there?
Yes, we can.
Loud and clear.
Peace to everyone online, especially the goddess on the line. I just want to, actually, if I'm allowed to, give a little input on, how I would say the average person listening in feels about the conversation I'm in. I've been in and out because my phone been going in and out. But the queen said something about energy coming from the eyes. Now, as far as that energy coming from the eyes, it's very, I think that's one of the most effective ways to affect someone, an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, when you're in a professional environment, so they say it's professional, you got to deal with people smiling in your face. So when they smile in your face and you feel comfortable, or they try to make you feel comfortable with what they just told you, and they think you're looking away, you can still see what they're doing. They looking right at the back of your head like they hate you, right?
Mhm. Mhm.
What I'm saying, as far as that energy, a lot of that eye energy is coming from those that oppose to the power that black people have.
Mhm.
You know, so I just when she talked about that energy, actually I experienced that today. So. And I've been experiencing that my whole life from other races. Just because of, a stature situation, like a stature, like my physical, you know.
Yeah, should be finished by the time, though.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Brother Arlene? And Miss Queen?
Yes, I do. It's what you're saying takes me back to when I was a kid, in a whole nother time and space in our universe, when you literally could feel a person staring at you, even if you had no idea where they were. You could just feel somebody, I could just feel someone looking at me.
You could feel it.
Exactly.
And that's why every second counts. Because for that second, when you turn and look at that person that was staring at you that whole time, that you felt they look away real quick, but you caught their ass in that quick second. That's how you figure out who your enemies are. They're watching you.
Right.
And the main people that in my life that I've seen doing that are my enemies. And overall, my enemies are, you know, the other people. And they constantly stare. I mean, they constantly stare. That energy is so strong, you feel like it's about to make my feet, make my whole body levitate. It's so strong. Like, when you look at these animated flicks or whatever, and you see these little beams coming out of these characters' eyes to where it makes a motherfucker just shoot across the room or whatever with the beam coming from their eyes, that's how I feel.
Yeah,
I don't know if that makes sense to you.
It's very powerful, is what I know, and it is about the person's intent, and that gaze can be a positive thing, or it can be a negative thing because it's about the intent. And the eyes actually is a part of the brain. It's the only part of the brain that's actually exposed, and eyes are like lasers. And even though we can't physically see the actual laser, but we can feel it.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to sugarcoat this. All right, these peckerwoods, what they do is they're going to stare at you. No matter how much they smile at you, they always watching you. Always. So when they smile in your face, no matter what you're doing, after they smile at you, they stand right at the back of your head, the side of your head. They looking at your whole movement. They trying to, they still trying to figure us out.
Mm-hmm.
And as a person that knows who they are, it reflects in the way they carry themselves, you know. And a person that knows who they are, they gonna feel that energy coming on, hitting them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, in a sense, you're talking about the evil eye, in which that when a person with the intent, as the goddess said, utilize their energy in order to direct the energy specifically or concentrate the energy on someone, you know, that is when a person can definitely feel that energy, like what you're talking about, because you're getting a concentrated dose of negativity from the individual. You know, which is in ancient times was known, you know, transliterated, known as the evil eye. You know,
the evil eye,
right?
Which I believe actually sits right on the middle. You know, the Indians got the red dot right there. That's supposed to represent the third eye, but that can be an evil eye too at the same time.
Right. Well, that's cause either or. You talking about energy in which that is neutral, just like water or fire. The Kundalini itself is neutral, you know, so you can use the energy positively or you can use the energy negatively. So you can use it for regeneration or you can use it for destructive means.
Right.
Yeah, I take it very positively because that makes me feel better because, you know, in order to be looked at and secluded from everybody else, that means that you're a special type of person. And as far as that goes, you have to dig deep to find out why everybody is focused on you. Every race is focused on us.
That's it.
Well, that's because
they're waiting
because
for us to move so they can. They wait for us to move every
right.
day.
Well, that's because of our charisma. I mean, we are the innovators and, you know, of civilization and of society. So
exactly.
Everyone waits on us. There was a sister who came to the United Nations some years ago, and she spoke to our group, you know, and she said, do you know that everyone around the world worship y'all? And then based on the way that we was looking, now she was from Australia, now she was an Aborigine.
Indeed.
And she looked at the way that we was looking at her, I guess, some of the people in the audience, and she said, well, maybe that is a little bit too strong for some of you. But what I'm saying is that everyone on the planet waits for you to create something, wait for you to for it can be the next fad where they can use it in order to make money off of, you know. And so she went in and she started saying that the Aborigines learned from our struggle from the 1960s, from the civil rights movement and the Black Power struggle. You know, they learned from those, from that period of time, you know, in order to know what to do when it came to the European trying to get their land. And then how they was able to turn the European down in order to tell them, no, we're not leasing the land to you for 99 years or any years. Going about your business.
Exactly. That's why, you know, you can have all this new world order. It's nothing but a fad. It's nothing but a click. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you can't own the whole world because there's people that kill themselves over 10 times before you do that.
Right.
But I'm confused as to why Africans in America, not the Africans coming over here today from Africa, I'm talking about the ones that been here down different lineages, like history.
Right.
Why
indigenous.
Is it that,
mm-hmm.
why is it that I have to use that same eye energy to focus on the next nigga when my focus should be in the middle of my goddamn head, looking at what's really going on?
Right.
Right?
Well, yeah, we here. We listening.
But hey, brother, let me ask you something. Do you know anything about motors?
Motors? You mean like car motors? What kind of motors?
As far as like stators and rotors. Stators and rotors.
Oh, rotors.
Oh, okay.
You got the rotor, you got the stator, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if you're looking at a motor, from what I picked up, you know, I might be a little off, but you got the stator, which is the circular thing with the rotor in the middle of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That engine ain't going to run without the core, which is that rotor.
Right.
Black
right.
people are the rotor of this whole planet.
Right.
Right? But the stator is feeding off that rotor. Without that rotor, it ain't going to be able to move like it does.
Right.
Whether they like it or
gotcha.
Not, they magnetize to that rotor.
Right. There's no doubt about that.
And they hate it, right?
Right.
So the rotor is fighting against the moving of the stator. Actually, the rotor is sitting there, but the stator is fighting against that still movement. Because we placed. We right there. You know, we stationary. There's nothing
right.
that we can nothing we can do about that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right?
That's true. No, I got you.
But another
right.
thing I wanted to say is, as
mm-hmm.
far as that goes, you know, we can go a little deeper as to like, you know, a lot of black people talk about a healthy diet, vegetation and all this. Now, if they pumping, do you know what natural gas consists of? They pumping natural gas out the earth.
Right.
Natural gas consists of ancient marine life.
Right.
So if you pumping ancient life out of the earth, which is feeding the soil of the earth, because you can't feed the soil of the earth without water, if you pumping that out of the earth, how is that anything is organic?
It's living.
There's no such thing
it's
as
living.
Organic nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is on, let's say, like the plants that you plant, they can only go a certain amount of feet deep. Ain't nothing organic touching that. They could put something under them levels so chemical to where you think it's organic, but it's the same thing you get in a fast food store.
Yeah, well, that's what the goddess was talking about as far as the different grades of the USDA putting different grades of organic. Come on. I mean, either
right.
it is or it isn't.
There's no such thing as organic no more. The only thing that was organic was when the first man and woman, when they walked the earth, that was organic because millions of years before that, the marine life or whatever life that was basically making that soil good to keep life productive,
that no longer exists, man, because they're pumping it out of the earth. That's why they call it organic, because every animal has organs.
Got you.
The wonderful thing is we are awakened, and we're all doing things in order to change things for the better. We have the family in Florida, Sundiata and them. They're doing aquaponics. I know us, we just moved to our farm, building greenhouses and ponds. So, you know, we're doing things to change the earth, you know, change things for the better. We just have to keep our thoughts on high, because we are the gods and goddesses of the planet. We're going to create our own atmosphere. Period. They couldn't put in a melanated pope. Well, they couldn't put in a dark chocolate melanated pope, because these crackers would have went crazy. They already got a president that's a Washita Moore, because he declared his nationality with the empress and the sister who's darker than
that,
him.
Though. He ain't going to admit
it. You know, his sister who's darker than him. So they just start, they got to do it slowly. They got to do it slowly, but it's definitely surely, because the earth is heating up. It's cyclic. It's coming back around. You know,
it's
so
coming back,
it's going to get better, God.
It's coming back. It's coming back so strong, you know. My sister, I agree with you. It's coming back so strong to where you can take all these ancient book stories, the Bible, any religion you can think of. All it's doing is speaking about something that's really about to happen.
Right. Hold on, brother. We got to get God of Sashalom back in here right quick. Tell us what's going on. God of Sashalom?
Yes, blessed. I'm here.
All right. Yeah, tell us what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you. The bottom line from what I'm seeing is that, you know, things are dying off and things are waking up and being regenerated.
Exactly.
Other things are being birthed. While other things are just straight up dying. So it's about what place are you going to pick for yourself in it all? Because you are creating your own reality. You are, whatever your life is, it's a manifestation of your thoughts, your words, your ideas, your beliefs, your actions. So if you don't like what you're looking like on what you're looking at on the outside of you, you need to fix what's going on the inside of you.
Exactly.
The way that we have to start looking at our forward movements is like this. You have to deal with it like everything in the universe is on your side. It's in your favor. It does not matter if a man or a woman or a group of people are trying to be against you. That doesn't even matter anymore, because that energy is so old and dead and stinking that only reason why it ain't in the grave is because we keep digging it up. So it's time to just start focusing on your divinity. The organic thing that does exist in this reality is this earth, your embodiment. And as long as you're putting good, if as long as you're putting the elements into your body will stay organic and it will continue to live. So, yes,
that's beautiful what you just said, because you can take that and flip it. The whole way you just said that is, we can take all this stank and dig it up, and spiritually, the diet that we're attempting to use to better our mentality and spirituality, we can use that as natural gas.
Yes, you can.
Because, what I was trying to say, as far as all these religions, the stories they talk about,
mm-hmm.
that's based on the things that we're doing right now. You understand what I'm saying? So they can talk about pumping natural gas out of the earth, but that stank you were just talking about, that's
mm-hmm.
the same thing, because we spiritual people, and no matter what they're doing on this earth, we can apply the same thing to our spirit and make anything happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, we got another caller here. We got area code 347. Area code 347, you're on the line.
Okay, Mike. Good night, Dr. Bay. Deborah, great show as always.
Thank you.
Peace.
Yes, I want to know if you would like to, you know, for me to do an interview on about Moringa.
Moringa?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good plan, yes.
Do you have an opening for next week?
Possibly the week after, yes.
Oh, okay then, thank you. Take care, good night.
Right, you too now. Peace.
Peace.
Goddess Ashalom, can you go in, please, on this Melanin-Centered Longevity Conference and what to expect one more time here?
Well, once again, the Melanin-Centered Longevity Conference, the focus is all about us being armed and equipped with the basic essential understanding and daily practices on how to stay well and balanced as we go through all of these shifting changes and transformations in our atmosphere at this time. We are hosting our first amongst a series of longevity conferences starting on March the 29th through the 31st. It is a 3-day, 2-night weekend for $150. It is communal lodging, all vegan and raw meals, a holistic boot camp to help jumpstart your wellness. Our guest facilitators are Dr. Aleem El-Bay, Princess Kadira El-Bay, Coach Kair, myself, and Dr. Sakima Bay. There will be a full weekend of practical applications activities, meaning that you are not coming to sit around, slept around, and listen to folks talk. We are actually going to function as a group, as a family, and we are going to practice what we preach. You are going to learn some activity of yoga. You are going to be introduced to the power of meditation. You will feel the power in the Tai Chi and the Qigong. You will allow yourself to free yourself up through trance dance and the talking circle, which is a catharsis activity to help release and let go of some of this heavy stress that we are so many of us are dealing with. And ultimately, one of the goals as well is so that those of us who are like-minded, who are working towards trying to rise above and raise our vibration up above this worldly vibration, that we are coming together to assist and support each other. Because we don't have time for dead people. And I'm not trying to be mean or disrespectful.
No, we don't.
At all. Right. I'm calling it for like it what it really is. It's not meant for everybody to be waking up at the same time. Everybody ain't coming. A lot of people are going to be leaving this planet, whether it's disease or disaster. Those of us who are focused on our divinity and are destined to get through need to understand the power of us coming together. And we price this retreat specifically so that we, those of us in the conscious community who are trying to work for ourselves and be self-sustainable, so that we don't have this excuse of, oh, it's $500 or $800 and I can't afford that because this, that, and the other. No, it's $150. If you can't scrape up $150, then shame, shame, shame on you. Because this is something that is going to help to transform your life and help empower your experience here on this planet. You need it, we need it, and we're doing it, and we hope that you're there with us. Now, if you want to register for this retreat, you can call 803-518-8927 and get the registration information, and we look forward to seeing you there.
No doubt about it. And right before the Melanin Longevity Conference or Centered Longevity Conference, we have our annual United Washita Conference. It's going to be this year on a cruise, Royal Caribbean, Liberty of the Sea, in which that we will be going to Cozumel, Mexico, for March 21st through the 25th.
And for those who want more information, you can definitely get in contact with us or go to our, webpage. You can go to www.DrAlimElBey, that's DrAlimElBey, that's DrAlimElBey.com, and go to the section of the calendar events and up and coming, and flyers and up and coming. You can go there and you can actually see the flyer on for the cruise, and we do have some spaces left, so you got to jump on, and you only got a week. And for those, like we posted on Facebook, if you got your income taxes and you're ready to splurge, then splurge on something in which that can give some type of benefit. And that would be to the pyramids, to Cozumel, and see your ancestors' building or architecture, you know, the Olmecs, you know, / Mayans, as well as also you get the conference of practical information dealing with the science of healing, dealing with also law aspects, you know. So come on and check us out. As a matter of fact, it's been confirmed Brother Azariah and his mate, Sister My Jade, are definitely coming. And so y'all going to be able to check out Brother Azariah in action also, for those who know about Brother Azariah and his information. He's